Okay, it's perfectly dialed in. Let's see. This still talking about halachas that have to do with relatives being disqualified to testify. Halacha ala kol misha in atamei lo neshu bakor basecha. So whenever someone is disqualified as a witness, testifying on behalf of someone else because he is, let's say, married to the relative of the witness, mesa ishto. So if that relative's wife dies, api sheni cholavanim, even though she has, let's say, sons for him, harizin nisrachik v'kasher. Nonetheless, it's considered severed from those connections, and therefore he is kosher to testify on the person's behalf. Let's say a person knows evidence concerning someone else before that person became his son-in-law, and then, of course, he became a son-in-law. Or, for instance, let's say he knew Eidos of something before the person was, let's say, aware of a census, so to speak, and then became a deaf mute, or pasuach v'nismase. Nistame, excuse me, or let's say he was able to see when he could testify on his behalf, and then he became blind. Even if he's aware of, for instance, let's say the amount of land that's being measured, which he's testifying about, and he can describe all the boundaries, no, excuse me, the boundaries, shafoi v'nishtate, or let's say a case where he was of sound mind and then lost his ability to think, or he's a puzzle. All these cases, the person cannot testify. Let's say a person knew evidence concerning someone else before that person became a son-in-law, then became a son-in-law, and then the daughter of the father's daughter died. In such a case, or pikeach, let's say someone was a sound mind, or assuming had all senses, then became a deaf mute, then returned back again to have a senses, shuffled in shtata, because of shtata, so too he was intellectually competent, then wasn't, then was. Or let's say he could see, became blind and could see again. In those cases, kasher, he can testify. This is the general rule. So as long as the beginning and end are in the person's defined as being kasher for aid, even if in between part of the testimony he was disqualified, kasher is considered a good aid. If he began pasul, even if the end he ends up being a good aid, pasul, he can't testify. That's why, for instance, let's say a person's aware of evidence when he's a minor, and then he went ahead and testified when he was an adult, since he started off as pasul and now he's kosher, and a klum, it's not considered a good testimony. Well, gimel. Right? There are cases where we can rely on a testimony that a person gives from something that took place when he was a katan, but now he's an adult. Since these are areas that are rabbinical. These are the areas a person's trusted to testify for when he's adult and that which he saw when he was a kid. A person's believed to say, "Zek sav yodah shavi." This is the handwriting of my father, my senior of my father, or Rebbe, or my Rebbe, or Shalachim, my brother. And Shakim Shtaras with Ibrahim, because validating legal documents is rabbinical. Or Zacharani Vaponish in
this. Let's say he says, I remember when, what do you call it? Excuse me. I remember, what do you call it? When this person was married. And he treated her like she was a b'sul, not married. Since we can assume most women who get married are virgins, and therefore, and the ksuba itself is rabbana. Shemalkom is a base pras. Let's say he testifies this place the base pras, which is an area of tumah. Mishu tumasim and divrayim. Since it's rabbinical tumah, that's what he's believed. Shahaya ish ploni yotzei base sefer litzvol. Let's say he testifies that a specific individual. What he called would leave the school to go to the I'm sorry, excuse me. Bad Khan Hainu I said one. Bad Khan Hainu Baim Shabbos should send some on a Pai Mamma Bamidi Ram. Let's say he testifies we would go up to this point on the Shabbos. You could believe him because the restriction of Khum of violating the 2,000 Amos is the Rabbanan. Shayish Bani Yotzeh basis safe for Litzbal, Vulakh Shumaso the Arab. Let's say he testifies this person will leave school to go into Mikvah and then eat room at night. Or he says, "V'shahaya cholak imenu l'truma," or he receive his portion of truma with us. "U'shahinu molichim chala matnos l'poni coin al diatzmo," or for instance, he brings chala and the presents owed to coin to the coin. "V'amrli abo mishpachazu k'shira mishpachazu psula," or if he says, "My father told me this family, Abba says to me this family's good, or this family's not." "V'achanu b'ksasa shaponi shachanu echab kedei l'odia shachayim poni." Or let's say he testifies again with the certainty of this person that he gave food to my brothers. Let his brothers know that this person was married, that wasn't appropriate. These are all he's testifying to strengthen the position of the Kohen Truma shall be Bram, Rabbanan Truma, Od Chosem and Arvenim from having Rabbanan Truma. So these last few cases are all about buttressing the claim of a Kohen to his ability to have Rabbanan Truma. In other cases where he testifies as a gadol, as an adult, when he knew when he was a child, if he's a non-Jew or a servant, when he saw these things, and then he testifies after he converts or after he goes free, then that's not considered good, even though it's Rabban. Now, let's say he was going to testify on behalf of his friend, and we didn't think, and he wasn't a robber, and then he became a robber. Who ain't a maid al ksav yado? He cannot testify to the validity of the signature. Let's say his signature was established and validated in a contract in court prior to becoming a robber, or he's a star kashra, considered a good star. So too, let's say he became a son-in-law. Who ain't a maid al ksav yado? Right, so he can't what do you call it, testify concerning his father-in-law's signature, but others can. Even though the document is not validated in court. Only after he became the son-in-law, Harei Tekasha is still good. Shenadoma Apsul Bavera, Lapsul Bakriva, because the disqualification of witness when it comes to sinning is different than that which are for relatives. Shapsul Bavera, Choshalazat, because someone who we suspect of committing a sin, we assume he might forge the actual document itself. Lachavav, Shtar Shish Boshne Eden Bavad, let's say a contract has only two witnesses, Ushnam Krovim Zelazat, and they're related to each other, O Echa Mishnam, Pasul, or one of the two is Pasul Bavera by committing a sin. Even though the document was transferred in the presence of kosher witnesses, is considered like nothing, like a piece of earthenware, because it's considered invalid due to the signatures that are inside it. Person writes one legal document granting all that he owns, what do you call it, to two people, that and the witnesses are, let's say, related to one of the people who's going to receive this gift, and let's say not connected to the other one. It's not a gestar, it's now considered one witness testimony. Let's say he wrote in the contract, let's say he wrote down the document that he's giving this specific courtyard to Reuven, and let's say this field to Shimon, right? And let's say one of the witnesses is related to one of them receiving the matana and the other one not. So the one that's disconnected, not related, the matana, the gift is good. She'elu shtei idios, right? Because we could say they're even though what do you call it? They're considered like two statements. Api shem mishnar echad in one document. Lamazet domer. What is this like? Lomer hare hayu allah edim shesati ribin kapikach. Mishnah shimon kapikach. This is like someone saying the witness is saying that what do you call it? A person who says serve as witnesses that I gave Reuven this and that I borrowed from Shimon that. That I gave to Shimon that, or I lent to Vishalisi lady that, Kafakah, Shabish Ksavashra Echad, because even though it's all in one contract, the Machne Ish Echad, right, and the person, transferring the property is one, Harailu Shlosh Edios, is considered like three distinct statements, in employees of Bazil, that one is not dependent on the other, that's why it's still be good. That ends Parak Yudal, and we'll continue with Parak Tesva next time.